Senator and Republican leader Mitch McConnell has just said his current term will be his last. Here's correspondent Jim Crisula.
The Kentucky Republican announced his decision on his 83rd birthday. McConnell is the longest-serving Senate party leader in U.S. history, with a decades-long tenure as a power broker who championed conservative causes before giving in to the fierce populism of President Donald Trump. McConnell, first elected in 1984, intends to serve the remainder of his term ending in January of 2027. Even though he's dealt with several medical issues in recent years.
University of Virginia politics professor Larry Sabato says McConnell will still be a force.
He will still be a significant senator as long as his health holds up for those 2 years. And he's already made it very clear by voting against several of the Trump nominees for cabinet.
The Senate is expected to vote this afternoon on the confirmation of Kash Patel as FBI director. Wall Street has taken a big tumble. The Dow down 661 points, the NASDAQ losing 179. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger, it's due to a poor earnings forecast from Walmart.
It expects its sales growth and profit growth to slow down. Now, of course, this doesn't mean that they are going to lose money. It means that the rate of the growth levels they've seen is going to be diminished in the 12-month period ahead.
Talks between Ukraine's President Zelensky and U.S. Special Envoy Keith Kellogg have ended with no public comment on how they went. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer on a possible peace agreement.
All the analysts say that speed is going to play into Russia's hands. A really well-crafted peace agreement should have Ukraine at the table, and it will be complex and it will take time.
Israeli officials say it could take 2 days to positively identify the three remaining sets of remains that Hamas has handed over. A fourth has been identified, and they are all believed to be members of the same family. CBS's Deborah Patton.
Relatives of the Bibas family still await official confirmation. The Bibas siblings have really become a rallying symbol in this country. Their father, Yarden, was taken captive separately and released alive in a previous exchange.
Major League Baseball is testing a computerized system that calls balls and strikes starting with today's spring training games, something that's been tried in minor league games for 4 years. Cactus League Executive Director Bridget Binsbacher.
I think it makes sense for them to use spring training as an opportunity to test this system and see how it works.
Updating Wall Street, the Dow is down 661. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The people living around the duplex that exploded likely saved some lives. The Tuesday explosion in Racine left 79-year-old Tim LaPointe and his daughter, 58-year-old Michelle Hawes, with severe burns. Neighbors rescued them before the structure fully went up in flames. The blast may have come from a recently purchased stove, though the exact cause remains under investigation. A Racine family has won a $10 million verdict against Ascension All Saints Hospital. A jury found negligence during Kamaya Miner's birth in November of 2018. The jury found that improper administration of Pitocin resulted in severe brain damage. Racine Unified officials are increasing efforts to gain support for their operational referendum April 1st. It follows Kenosha Unified's failed $115 million referendum this week. RUSD has scheduled town hall events on March 4th and March 11th to address community concerns and to highlight the proposal's details. The Waterford Union High School $25 million referendum passed Tuesday. 56% of voters gave it the okay. The funds will be used for modernizing the high school. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The NBA suspends a Bucks player. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NBA has suspended the Bucks' Bobby Portis Jr. for 25 games using a non-approved painkiller. According to his agent, Portis thought he was taking an approved painkiller, Toradol, that he'd used in the past for pain and inflammation. Instead, an assistant of his gave him a prescription for Tramadol, which is no longer approved by the league. Just yesterday, Portis meeting with reporters, the Bucks have 29 games remaining.
You know, not only play your best basketball towards the end of the year, but you want to peak at the right right time. You want guys feeling good. You want guys shooting the basketball at the right time. You want guys knowing what their assignments is on a nightly basis at the right time. So unfortunately for us, we had injuries. Injuries are a part of the game.
The Bucks host the Clippers tonight at Five Serve Forum. Giannis Antetokounmpo questionable with that calf injury, participating in practice yesterday.
I'm okay. Am I 100%? I don't know. We'll see. But I was able to go through practice. He felt good. But we'll see. We'll see them from 100%. I don't know yet.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Finally, some comfortable temperatures with highs hitting the low 20s and plenty of sunshine throughout the day. We pretty much put this on repeat for tomorrow, all ahead of a major warm-up hitting next week. In fact, by Saturday, we'll hit highs in the upper 20s and by Sunday, above freezing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 19.
Paul Harvey's rest of the story, minutes away, seconds away, actually. Sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into racinediscenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
And now, the rest of the story. Priscilla really hated her beginner swimming lessons, shrieked at the top of her lungs when the instructor first lifted her into the pool. Passers-by would be alarmed and rush up, believing some child was drowning, and then the instructor would have to explain that it was only Prissy, the least likely future candidate for the Olympics in all of Houston, Texas. But then, as most youngsters do, little Priscilla got used to the water and grew to like it, and then to love it, and before long it was all her family could do to keep the little one dry. There were plenty of places to swim in the area. Neighbors had swimming pools. There was the Brazos River about 30 miles west of the city, and Prissy's favorite, Lake Somerville, about 2 hours' drive from Houston. One desperately hot Sunday afternoon, July 1984, some neighborhood friends, adults and children, were gathered at Priscilla's house. And after a while, somebody suggested they all get in their cars, visit Lake Somerville for a swim. So off they went, ice chests brimming with food and soft drinks. Now, one of the youngsters along for the ride was an 11-year-old retarded boy named Anthony Melton. Anthony could not swim, but he did like to wade and slosh around in the shallow water. By now, young Priscilla was an excellent swimmer and was swimming some distance from shore. As she reveled in the cool, pleasant lake, she could hear Anthony at the water's edge. She watched as the boy reached into the rippling water and then put one foot in and then another. None of the adults seemed to notice, variously preoccupied, swimming, sunbathing, or eating. Nobody realized that Anthony was wading farther and farther out. Slowly, the water crept up to the child's knees and then to his waist, and suddenly he vanished from sight. And it was where the lake bottom dropped off abruptly, where the water was some 7 feet deep, and Anthony was 3.5 feet tall. Seconds later, his head bobbed to the surface. The boy screamed and sputtered and went down for the second time. Priscilla had seen everything and was swimming toward the helpless youngster as fast as she could. The grown-ups, alerted belatedly, were too far away to assist. When Priscilla reached the spot where Anthony had gone down, the boy surfaced again, thrashing and splashing, and then clung tightly to Prissy. But the boy's weight was too much for her, and both of them sank. As adults watched horrified, the two young ones surfaced and sank again. Moments became ages as the ripples died and the water grew calm once more. Surely Priscilla and the boy she had tried to rescue had both drowned. But then, wonderfully, the two broke the surface one more time. Now Priscilla is screaming and struggling ferociously, but pulled her way up and through the water toward the shore with young Anthony still clinging to her. And minutes later, both were crying, but drying and safe. Now, the odds are they should have died that day. Priscilla was so much smaller than Anthony and so much younger. She weighed a mere 20 pounds. And at the time was only three months old. Carl Sagan once said, "How intelligent does an animal have to be before killing it constitutes murder?" And that question's especially thought-provoking when one realizes that Priscilla, whose owner taught her to swim, Priscilla, who always comes running when any child cries out in distress, Priscilla, the winner of the American Humane Society's prestigious Stillman Award, Priscilla, is Victoria Herberta's pet pig. The rest of the story.
What? There's no way anybody saw that story finishing that way. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story is heard twice daily at 7:25 with Don Rosen and again at 12:05 here on WRJN.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
sing again. We go driving or maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town. You can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, do a turn or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and we'll live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. That's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, happy. Da da da.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
But then,
You already knew that. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN, this is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum, and another nugget coming up at 1:45-ish. But first, it's time for me to remind you about what's happening in a couple of days. We've been talking about it for a month now. The Downtown Chili Ice Walk. It's put on, sponsored by Racine Downtown. And it's 10 different locations serving up their chili, ice sculpting outside. Weather's going to be perfect for it. And a scavenger hunt, too. That's for the kids. So something for everybody. This is a family event. Check out all the details. Go to our website and click on the link at Racine Downtown. Okay? And by the way, our website is WRJN.com.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and Clear Skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WRJN.com/contest-terms.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Whoa! You make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah, 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 yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on, come on.
Say you will.
Say it better.
Not the sunshine from the Beach Boys. Just not the temperatures. Here's an update now from Stuart J. Wattles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The Racine explosion that rocked a duplex left two people with severe burns. The victims have been identified as 79-year-old Tim LaPointe and his 58-year-old daughter Michelle Hawes. They were rescued by neighbors moments before the entire building went up in flames. While the exact cause remains under investigation, witnesses reported that the fire appeared to originate from one side of the duplex, possibly near a stove. We Energy says an inspection found no problems with their equipment. Work will start in Waterford this summer. Waterford Union High School's $25 million capital referendum passed Tuesday, with 56% of voters approving the measure. The funds will be used to modernize the high school, which includes improvements to classrooms, enhanced security measures, and upgrades to various building systems. Construction is set to start this summer, with larger structural work planned for next year. In a medical malpractice case, a Racine family has been awarded $10 million. It comes after their daughter suffered brain damage due to the misuse of Pitocin during childbirth at Ascension All Saints. The jury found that the OB and the hospital were negligent in administering a high dose of the labor-inducing drug. That caused excessive contractions that led to a lack of oxygen for Kamaya Minor, now 6 years old. That three-week trial wrapped up earlier this month. And one of the best high school basketball players in the state plays for Case, and she made a statement earlier this month. Read all about Takari Hicks and her 52-point performance in a sports spotlight story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Finally, some comfortable temperatures with highs hitting the low 20s and plenty of sunshine throughout the day. Pretty much put this on repeat for tomorrow, all ahead of a major warm-up hitting next week. In fact, by Saturday, we'll hit highs in the upper 20s and by Sunday, above freezing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 21.
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go?
Loggins and Messina on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. Here I go playing another summer song in February. But not just any summer song. This is Summer Rain by Johnny Rivers. He told me that he didn't write the song. It came to him from a friend of his named James Hendrix. Not Jimi Hendrix. James Hendrix. He was Johnny Rivers.
I got it from James Hendrix when I met him. He had this song and he played it for me and I just thought it was perfect. It was during the sort of that hippie 1967 flower power era, you know, and it sort of just fit right in with it. It was that kind of a song, you know.
The record label on the 45 said produced by work.
Yeah, hard work. We just put a lot of work into it because it was probably one of my first real production numbers where we spent a lot of time overdubbing things because we had that Sgt. Pepper guitar on it and stuff like that.
Johnny Rivers, WRJN.
Some rain taps at my window, west wind soft as a sweet dream, my love warm as the sunshine, sitting here by me. She's here by me. She stepped out of a rainbow, golden hair shining like moon glow, warm lips soft as a soul, sitting here by me, yeah. She's here by me.
Above you, I can hear your music playing. even know me, I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Dawn on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and here's another summer song by another guy named John, this time John Sebastian, and the Lovin' Spoonful on WRJN.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity, doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But tonight it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, despite the heat it'll be alright. And don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, like the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But now it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on, if that's all right, despite the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
Town action for you from Stevie Wonder on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Dan Marcus. Almost the weekend. I can smell it from here. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Kurt Volman brought his lunch for later in the day, but I digress. Big deals available now on our website. All you've got to do is check them out. Save up to 50% on local food service, merchandise, much more. Simply log on to WRJN.com. Then you click at the top of the page where it says Big Deals and go shopping from the warmth and comfort of your home or office, wherever you may be. And enjoy another service of WRJN.com.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA Pro Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Okay. Badgers.
Feeds Max. Face the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir.
Please.
Pivots. Fades. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts and it fouls.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and back-to-back Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, Dave Clark Five are in, and obviously these guys are too. Beatles, WRJN.
Thank you.
WRJN.
So kind, I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so.